radio network on the planet, and for some reason, I can't talk tonight. So I'll apologize to you up front. Wonderful musical guest this evening. She's waiting to be introduced. Olivia Melody. And I apologize. I keep wanting to say Olivia.
Oh, that's quite all right. I'll answer to pretty much anything as long as you don't call me Elvira.
Elvira. Well, since my first name is Elaine, my thing used to be Eleanor.
Ah.
It was, so I understand. I'm standing still. Welcome to the show tonight. You are a wonderful sound healer, and I'm really excited about your newest CD. It is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. That's Terra Firma.
Yes, it's gorgeous. It's one of four. The first one was Crystal Portal. Is that the first one?
Oh, the first one is Celestial Memories.
Okay, and then there's Journey to Wholeness.
Yes, and then Crystal Portal and the last Terra Firma. Each one is a different kind of frequency or download, but they're all for healing and wholeness, and people have used them from birthing babies to crossing over to just quieting the kids down in the back seat driving.
I tell you what, this one has five tracks on it, Public. Five tracks.
Yes.
But they're all different, but they're all alike, which is interesting to me anyway. The first one, I could really hear the didgeridoo in the introduction. The second one, the rain sticks, and once a very soft introduction with the rain sticks, followed by the sound of not wind. I suppose it was a bolt. You can tell us that in a moment. Then the didgeridoos hit, and it was the most hypnotic of all of the five for me, anyway. Absolutely. The third one, the wind chime, then soft wind. Kind of sort of sounds like a little bit of American Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth track started with flutes, and that one's was it flutes?
It was flute, yes.
Yeah. Very, very American Indian. Was that track on another? I feel like I've heard that track before.
No, each time I record, I'm one of the few artists that records live. And that's always kind of a feat to hold the energy because I'm an inspirational musician. That means we don't rehearse. And basically I go give everyone the concept and move into the energy. And from the beginning I always have heard, because I'm a medium, all kinds of instruments come in. So all of my albums will have other instruments with them, although crystal bowls will always be the predominant. In Terra Firma there is a track that begins purely with Native American flute, and it's just the most exquisite beginning.
That's the number, that's the fourth track, the
yes.
S-Y-L-P-H-S
yes.
song?
Yes. So, for that album, I was working with the nature spirits, or the different kingdoms that support our physical bodies and animals' physical bodies and plants and everything on Earth. We need earth, air, fire and water in order to survive. We need all of those. The fires, whether it's the fires of transmutation and change, fires always bring good new growth as well. So that music is a download of those four kinds of energies, and it takes you to those worlds.
Yes, it does. It certainly does. The fifth track was I really gentle, low bowl vibrations, and the sound builds. That was all of them. They're all different. They're just all so touched in a different way. One of the things that I wanted to ask you is on the third track with the wind chimes. The third one is the Dance of the Salamander, which
yes.
I love salamanders. And then the wind comes in, but it has an amazingly how do you maintain the length of the notes? I'm a little bit familiar with crystal bowls, and they're just one size.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to get that note going. How do you maintain that?
The bowls do it all by themselves. They do. Crystal bowls have a mind of their own. Sometimes they get louder after I stop playing them. And there are times where I hear notes that I've never heard before. And you can record one thing and come out with something completely different. So in the way of that, I'll have people who will call me up and say, why do I hear singers every time I play your music and there are no singers on my CDs?
I can understand that. There's so many questions I want to ask you tonight, but first, let's tell the public a little bit about you. You're known as a sound healer, a spiritual channel, and an inspirational speaker. as well as the founder of the Crystal Vibrations music label, which is what your CD's on.
Yes.
You do workshops, concerts, readings throughout the United States. And what do you consider a reading?
I give spiritual readings over the phone and in person. As a trance medium, I talk to my people. So I work with my angels, teachers, and guides. And generally, my readings are for the highest and best good of that individual, although most people are interested in the day-to-day stuff, and that's generally what comes up first, although it could also be involved with past lives, with those who've crossed over. They could come in as well. You just never know. For each person, it's different. And readings generally run a half an hour to an hour. Otherwise, I think I start repeating myself because I do speak pretty quickly, and my guides are pretty fast. Yeah.
We can all, as readers, we can get a lot done in just 30 minutes.
Let right.
Let spirit take over and do our thing.
Right. Yeah. Generally, my voice stays the same, although sometimes I could channel and the voice could change just a little bit. I'm a conscious medium, which means I don't lie down, go to sleep, and forget everything. I'm still there present, although I'll shift and my face could change if you see me in person, and my voice could shift and does. I think I have I have some one-minute videos on my website, and I had to record 10 at one time, and there was no, I don't prepare ahead of time, so I'm going to ad-lib, but it was a little daunting. So I told my joy guides they could do half of them. And if you look on the ones on how to align your chakras and how to see if your reader's bona fide or what you need to know, I have squinty eyes in all of them, and that's my joy guides coming in.
Joy guides. That's interesting. How did you get started in all of this?
In the music?
Yeah. Well, start back when, just a little synopsis about what made you decide that you were going to, or did somebody come through and say, okay, we are now going to do mediumship and you're going to work with the public?
Oh, well, I think everyone is born intuitive, and that they're all born what we call psychic.
Yes.
It's just that the world in general doesn't support it. In the United States, it doesn't support that belief that you can hear, see, and know beyond ordinary reality. And so many children will come in, most all, with this. And when they ask particular questions, they don't get a good response from their parents. Say, why is that man trying to burn down the house? And no one's seen him try to burn down the house. And everyone will say, that's not a good thing to say. And 2 days later, the house burns down.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. They get in trouble for saying what they hear, see, and know. So children shut it down. When I was a kid, my father taught us how to douse. It was a big family, and he would throw money out in the backyard and taught us all how to douse with coat hangers. And so out of six kids, we all got very competitive to find that money. And here as adults, we all know that we can find stuff, my brothers, my sisters, and that if we simply ask, we can use a pendulum or coat hangers and find things and find the answers. So I was supported in learning about energy. I did shut it down as well because the world didn't support it. And in my 30s, I began studying metaphysics and was ordained in 83 and began walking that path in trust that I could go ahead and give what I got and it would be okay. So I began giving readings then.
When did the sound energy begin to develop?
Well, let's see, after probably 10 years ago, 11 years ago, because everyone has their ups and downs, and I put all that away and hid in the corporate world for 15 years. And then I knew that I would die wondering what if and if only I had continued on the path. So 11 years ago, I set everything aside and said, I surrender, I promise, I will trust, and I will listen. And so for the first 6 months or so, I tried a number of things. I moved. And then one day, I heard a sound. I had no idea what it was, and someone was playing a crystal bowl.
Mm. They have the most beautiful sound.
They do. And it was a matter of listening to all the different bowls and listening to the sound that spoke to me the most. And from that, I walked home with the biggest bowl I could carry and still fit in my little sports car. And it was a big 18-inch F-bowl. I knew nothing really about sound healing, although I knew about many other kinds of vibrational healing as a Reiki master and light body practitioner and lots of and Bach flower and flower essence and all those things. I knew about
that. You got into healing.
Yes.
And all of these other techniques found their way into your spirit. Now you just use them all.
I do. As what happened is as I began to play my one bowl, people stopped saying, hello, Olivia. Instead, they just say, did you bring that bowl? Like, and how are you? And so then I had heard that it took seven made a set, seven notes of the scale, and that's as much as I know because I have no training in music. And yes, melody really is the name I was born with. But as I began to play the seven bowls, people would come up to me afterwards and credit in immense healing miracles as a result of listening.
One of the things that I read here was when I first read Elvira, there it is, Olivia's music 4 years ago, I couldn't walk unaided. I had a wheelchair for long distances and used a cane the rest of the time. After her concert, I walked to my car without pain. Diana Woodley, founder,
yes.
Angel Harp Star Ulrika. That's
yes.
an amazing statement.
She had plantar fasciitis, which is a debilitating foot issue. I've had other people who have credited total remission of breast cancer. I've seen blood tests increase dramatically, come out incredibly well for people going through chemotherapy. I've had all kinds of pains and issues disappear and tremendous emotional relief. I have people who come to my concerts with notebooks so they can write down all their epiphanies.
Let's talk about your concerts. How long are they? 2 hours?
So generally 2 hours. I do that because it is a huge download. It's kind of like how many bonbons can you stuff in your mouth at once? So I take a break because what can happen in listening to the music, it takes you to a zone, 5 minutes of listening to crystal bowl music, and our brainwave patterns change from beta to alpha, and then they go deeper. So people oftentimes can fall asleep, or I say spirit takes you wherever you need to go for the deepest healing to take place. I take a break so people could wake up if they fell asleep, and then to see if they can stay present the second half. They may not be able to. They may go right out again. But you need a little break because it really is an intense download. At a concert, you're not only listening to the sound waves, into this beautiful music, but it's also a physical wave that's bathing your entire body, and we're made up of energy. Einstein proved this. We just appear to be solid. So your energy symphony that appears to be your body is being shifted and moved dramatically into alignment while you're listening. And so that's why just an hour at a time or 40 to 50 minutes at a time is as much as a person really can take. And in the beginning, if you're doing it all by yourself, I would say just 10 minutes to start playing your bowl.
Have you ever done anything dedicated to clearing and realigning chakras?
Oh, yes. I do this every concert. The only two things that stay the same with each concert is talking about setting intention because that's so important. But I begin each concert by going through all the chakras, beginning with the root chakra and going up to the crown and higher. And that opens everyone up for the music to follow.
Do you have a group that travels with you, or is it just you on stage?
Just I travel outside of Southern California. I do have an ensemble here. Oftentimes when I do travel, I may have someone who I'll collaborate with. So over the years, I've played with violinists, cellists, exquisite toners. Those are people who chant and tone. The metal bowls and gongs. You just never know who might be joining me because I think it's one huge sound family. Can you hear the music? I love it. There was a concert I did in Boston, and when I found both of us reaching for the same bowl at the same time, and it's the first time we've ever played for with each other, we just had to laugh. And I would hear all the flutes come in my mind's eye or in my mind's ear. It wasn't audible. And then all of a sudden, one of the performers would pick up the flutes and begin playing them.
I was going to ask you, too, how you decided on your different CDs, what instruments would be present in any or all of your pieces?
Oh, that's a good question. And, you know, everything I've done with the music is spirit-based and spirit-led. So I have a voice, I have a say-so, and yet they'll show me and tell me what the next CD is going to be about and the general feel of it. And I've even asked, because I have no background in this, for what does a CD cover look like? And, hey, give me the words for promoting this.
Yes.
For Terra Firma, I called up friends and I borrowed bowls. You would think I would have enough crystal bowls with 44 of them, but I wanted the big ones, the ones I can't generally carry. So that was made with 24-inch bowls. They're huge. You can sit inside of them like a teacup ride at Disneyland. And so I borrowed huge, huge 24, 22, 20-inch bowls so I could have that deep, low tone for grounding.
You see, every piece that I listen to, of course, I'm so easy to go into meditation and trance. I've done it for so long. But all five of these tracks sent me to a different place.
They do. It's a different place, and I'm going to call it the elemental kingdom, or the world that support physical life on Earth. And it's funny, because after I finished producing that album, I had a troop of gnomes following me around, and they don't have the same sense of proprieties as your angels do or your guides. Like, they think that whiskey and beer is good, and all things that come from the land are good, anything that has to do with procreation. And I really had to monitor myself. And a girlfriend said, put them to work, Olivia, so they can clear spaces on 23rd and Broadway if you need a parking space in Manhattan. Put them to work. Because they were just so happy that I had done the music and acknowledged that world, because I do think that in these times, it's a time for each of us to move into multidimensional awareness, or awareness that we are so much greater than who we see ourselves to be, and that there's so much going on than what appears to be limited by our eye, that there are worlds beyond this world that are here to support us. And the gnomes and fairies and sylphs and salamanders are here as well.
In my world, I have to say, this is Elaine Ireland, and you're going global for spirit with Olivia. Not an O, an E. Let me spell that name for you. So in case you want to go on her website, tell us your website.
It is elivia.com. That's E-L-I-V as in Victor, I-A.com.
And her last name is spelled M-E-L-O-D-E-Y.
Right.
Melody. And this, of course, you've got Terra Firma is your latest one. It's singing crystal bowls for centering and inner peace. And absolutely, absolutely. You do workshops. What do your workshops consist of?
I do a number of workshops, but the one that's probably the most powerful or predominant is the vibrational healing with singing bowls. And I do that because there are so few of those workshops, and as I travel across the country, I'm able to add in what different people are doing. There's very little written about crystal bowls and healing, working as a solitary or in groups, and crystal just loves to co-create with other healing modalities. There are more churches where the ministers begin by playing a bowl. There are more and more yoga studios and massage and energy practitioners that are using a bowl prior to doing that. But it loves to work with rocks and sound as well as color and all the homeopathics and flower essences. And so I'll teach that different combinations as well as your own voice. I do workshops as well on mediumship, developing your inner voice, on aligning with the angels, psychic self-defense. I do a number of them on crystals, too, and gems and minerals.
Have you put any of these on DVD?
I haven't as yet. I have one. I have a CD on. That's a workshop with crystal bowls, and that's available on my web shop at olivia.com. And I'm in the process next month of working on a DVD.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Have you done any work with children's workshops?
Funny you should ask. I work with very few children, but each summer I get to go work with an elementary school in Western Massachusetts. Let's see, kindergarten through third grade, and I have a whole hour with them. So occasionally I'll do children. And they are so sensitive. We'll play How You Can Feel Sound, and they can actually stand 10 feet back from my 18-inch bowl and still feel it in their tummies. And we'll talk about how music was developed, first off, to help people describe their feelings and to describe their stories. And I'll pass out instruments, and everybody will play, and we'll make up stories. Depends on the group. I've also played for the high school group, and they're kind of young adults, but we'll talk about letting go of stress and worries and fears, and they all go into the zone as well. Now, the junior high is very inquisitive, and they all want to come up and touch and feel and do things. I've had tremendous results one-on-one and hearing from others with autistic children. They'll track better, and they're able to do their homework and show marked improvement with the low drone tones of the bigger bowls. Not the 10-inch bowls, but I'm going to say 14, 16, 18-inch bowls. And they're very particular as to which note they want to hear more of, and their faces will just light up from ear to ear.
They feel it throughout their body.
Yeah, they do.
They're so sensitive.
They do. They just glow.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, I wasn't sure where and what I was to do with this gift, and so I've taken the bowls to hospice, to senior assisted living centers, to senior centers, to retreats of people living with AIDS and HIV, all kinds of different places before I settled on just as many people as possible throughout the general public and whoever invites me.
Speaking of inviting you,
yes.
I'm in Austin, Texas, and I really want you to come here.
Ever since you said that, there have been energy. I'm going to the East Coast again and again. Generally, I just go once a year. It's a long way to go with all my bowls, and I drive. But I'll be going again in October, for the end of October, to perform in and do workshops in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and hopefully Manhattan. And I was thinking on the way back I could stop in Virginia Beach, take the southern route, because I'm not used to snow or much rain being from Southern California. But I could possibly come through Austin on the way back.
That would be wonderful. We've got some months to find some place for you to perform.
Excellent.
We can work together on that. The Crossings, of course, is one of the main places that I think would just be so perfect for what you're doing. But they tend to do their schedules months and months and months out, seasons out, but that doesn't mean that they can't pop somebody in there.
You just never know.
You never know if you're supposed to be. Book People is a good performing place. We've got lots of places here in Austin for you to perform, including people's homes if we had to.
Oh, fabulous.
So that, let's work on that and get you here and get some recognition in this part of the country, because this is such a metaphysical community. What you do is just so fits so well here.
And it's hard to describe my music without hearing it, and so that's one reason why I take it on the road.
Do you have samples on your website?
I do. On my website, elivia.com, you can listen to samples of all of the different CDs and all of the tracks on those CDs, as well as I have concert videos with little short clips, and I think there's a clip going up fairly shortly of a new documentary, or the only documentary that's just come out on Sounds That Heal, specifically on crystal bowls, and I'm featured in that.
Sounds That Heal. Let me give some phone numbers so we can get some folks. I just looked at the clock and realized I hadn't given the phone numbers out. This is a worldwide talk show, and I mean that when I say worldwide. So there are two different numbers. If you live in the United States or Canada, you share a number, and that number is 228-4494. If you live any place else in the world, I don't care if you're in Lower Slavovia or Japan, your number is 877-489-6350. Please call in with comments, with questions for either one of us. Sometimes people will call in with psychic questions, and you being a psychic, certainly welcome to direct your questions this evening. So this is Olivia. Why do I have trouble with that? I love that name. It's beautiful. Melody. She is a recording artist, a crystal bowl recording artist. I read crystal balls. Terra Firma is her latest CD. So I'm just so excited about the possibility of you actually being here and doing a performance. That is just wonderful.
Oh, me too. It's been a long time since I've been to Texas.
We have a lot of, if you were wanting to put a local artist together, as well metaphysical artist together, we certainly have folks that play the didgeridoo and some other things in this community. And we're such a, Texas is called the Third Coast. So we certainly have, plus we have conservatory here, the University of Texas. I mean, just enormous musicians here. So if you wanted assistance on stage.
Oh, fabulous.
We could probably put it together for you without too much difficulty. Put the word out that you're going to be here, and it'd probably be a waiting list.
I always love it. I bring a million instruments with me, from symphony gong, to huge vibes and chimes and Celtic harp, and the 44 bowls. And I do my best to grow 10 arms and get out of the way. And yet, if you have someone else with two more arms, all the merrier.
Gosh. I'll stand up there and hit the gong for you. You know, oh, this is where it belongs. Bang.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. Are you recording as we speak? Or are you putting another CD together?
It's going to be coming together in August. It's just gelling at this point, and I wait till it's fully gelled and then move forward, but yes.
Do you have a concept you want to discuss with us, or do you not want to do it?
Not at this time.
Ah, shoot. Yeah. Okay. You know, you said something about books a while ago, that there were not a lot of books.
There aren't. Renee Brody, who's getting on in years, produced really the two definitive books on singing crystal bowls. She's Canadian, and I think I have that listed on my website as well. And it was Healing with Crystal Bowls, and also has quite a bit in there about color therapy, because she had started off as a color therapist. And her two books are really the definitive books on crystal bowls. That's Renee Brody. Now, Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who is the head of oncology at Cornell Strang, it's affiliated with New York Hospital, has written several books that talk about cancer patients and crystal bowls. And so that at least is something that's kind of bona fide, because you have a medical doctor talking about it. Ted Andrews wrote a book more on divination, crystal bowls, and scrying. But I don't know really anyone that uses crystal bowls for scrying, although I say I'm the best warm-up band any medium can ever have, because when you play crystal bowls and then you go to shift to give messages or give readings, you can plug in that much deeper and clearer after being aligned by a crystal bowl.
Just the one time that I have to rephrase that. With the five tracks, the way I listen to, I did your CD the way I do most CDs. I put them in, and then I go from track one and listen to about 30 seconds, track two, listen to about 30 seconds, get a feel for it, and then I'll go back and listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I did with yours, and what I found with yours is that those first couple of seconds does not tell the tale for the whole piece.
No, that's why on my website I put in different sound bites. It isn't just the first 30 seconds. I think Amazon just does the first 30 seconds, which isn't a good indicator at all.
Not well. For no. Maybe two of yours it was pretty consistent all the way through, but the rest of it, no.
No, it changes.
Really interesting, and that's the one that was the most hypnotic for me was the number two, and that was the Undine's?
Undine's offering. So that was working with the water spirits or in the waters of your body, which is your whole circulatory system.
Well, that explains that.
Yeah. Which is really, really important now and in the times to come.
And I'm a fire sign, so water quietens me down.
Ah, okay.
And that I could have just gone somewhere.
I'm like, well, each time I hear that, I hear new birds on there. And like I said, we record live, and it's inside in the studio. It's like, where did that come from? And where did that come from? I know where the dolphin sounds came from, because if you wet your thumb and run it over the top of a drum head, a skin drum head, you can kind of make dolphin sounds. But I don't know where the rest of those come from, unless it's spirit, and I'm sure it is.
Got to be spirit.
Yeah.
Got to be spirit. This is Elaine Ireland, and we're going global for spirit. Let me give you those phone numbers again. United States and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. I love saying that number for some reason.
Mm.
Rhythmic. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. Please call in and share your musical stories, maybe, if you play one of these wonderful instruments yourself. Don't meet many crystal bowl players or the metal bowls, the big metal bowls. I have a little Tibetan bowl that I can start my classes with. It just fits in your palm of your hand. And I would start with a ring around it, and people would quieten down and the talking would stop. And then I would gently go, bing, and it was just, you could have heard a pin drop.
So
I really appreciate, and it's hard for me to go all the way around with just that little bitty bowl. I can imagine you doing a 24-incher or something,
Well, the crystal bowls are a little more forgiving than the metal bowls. If your mallet isn't right on the bowl, it makes little chiming sounds, whereas on the metal bowls, it can sound unattractive. Put it that way.
It's screeching.
Yes, and on the really large bowls, you don't have to go all the way around the bowl. You can just go back and forth about 12 inches in a 12-inch or 18-inch arc and still get the sound going that way.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
You know, I got away from the book thing, but I wanted to say, when I got your material and I got your CD, I looked at the front of your CD, and I immediately heard this voice that said, movie soundtrack.
Mmm.
So I don't know whether one of these pieces might be approached or you might be approached.
I would love it. I know early on, years ago, I did a trade with a fellow, and in return, I gave him access to my sound clips. He was a Foley operator, which is putting in different sound clips for movies.
Mm-hmm.
No one's approached me recently, but you never know.
No, you don't. You might want to get in touch with somebody or make yourself available for such things. You're
right.
In California, girlfriend.
I am.
Not that you're not busy enough.
I know. It's always a matter of what's next. What's next on the horizon? And for just having come back from 6 weeks on the road to the East Coast, it's like, oh, I'm planning my next trip. And I think in between I think September I'll be in Albuquerque. Oh, we've got to plan all of that. Because that's almost halfway there, not quite.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about 14, 16 hours from here to Albuquerque.
Beautiful up there. Have you ever been?
Oh, yes, I have. I love going back. I'm an ocean gal myself. And it's all good. And every place you go in the country, I think people are people wherever you go. It's simply a matter of the scenery. And the scenery in Texas has its own beauty. It's such a large state, just like Colorado or New Mexico or the East Coast or Wyoming.
We have everything here from the deserts of El Paso to not quite mountains, but certainly beautiful, large hill country, lots of lakes. I mean, it can change in an hour.
Yeah.
The terrain can change in an hour.
So.
Plus, you have the downtown areas like Dallas and Fort Worth, and yes, Austin's becoming too much concrete, and that sort of thing. So we have such a wide variety here in Texas. You can snow, you can ski one day at the right time of the season, and you can go swimming, just like in California.
Uh-huh.
If you're in the right part of Texas,
right,
you can do that.
Right.
one of the, and we, again, we got away from the book thing, but you've got a book to write, too.
I do. I do. It's simply a matter of setting the time aside, and I looked at August, and August is really quiet, so that may be the time. I've asked them to just give it to me all at one time.
Gosh, you sound like
another
writer friend of mine. Another writer friend of mine was woken up about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and she had this real clear thing. I have to go to Hawaii and write this book.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what book? And Spirit said, you're going to be going to Hawaii, and you're going to stay at a friend's house in Hawaii. I don't know anybody in Hawaii. You will. And about 2 months later, she got this phone call from a fellow reader in Hawaii who said, I need somebody to house it.
Perfect.
Do you know anybody that can house it? So she and her husband went over there for like a month, and she wrote the book on Maui.
Mm.
I know.
I like that story, and I am a Gemini, and things generally do happen really quickly for me when they do happen. It's just a matter of being ready to jump.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened to her, and something like 3 or 4 days later, she and her husband were on a plane.
Yeah.
And she stayed that whole month and wrote that book.
Yeah. There definitely is a book due with, and it should come out, and it will come out with a new CD. There's so many big things. As we've all been transitioning, I know it's a 1 year, but it's also, for me, it's an ending year. There are just so many different big opportunities waiting. It's a matter of which one is going to happen first.
You know, you can't have that 1 year, or you can't have that one event
without
the 9 being part of it.
Right.
And I'm not a numerologist.
Right, but it is, it's clean up and move forward at the same time.
Yes.
And I think that's a time for everyone. It's about reorganization, restructuring, looking at the truths that you held were truths, and shifting and stretching them a little bit, and moving into some new territories with a schedule.
We have Olivia Melody. Terra Firma is her new CD. You've got to hear this. It's just 5 tracks of just beautiful pieces. This is Elaine Ireland going global for Spirit on VBSRadio.com. But you know that, or you wouldn't be hearing this. When I ask you what next, and you were just saying that there are so many new good things, do you have a wish list of things that you want to do with and for your music?
Ooh, I always do, although I'm always unattached to it, but it's still there. You've got to have a dream. So, yes, I hope to play with Paul Winter.
Ooh, that's a nice dream.
At St. John the Divine in Manhattan. I'd like to do that. I know that, and hopefully we'll have that connection on this East Coast trip, at least make the connection. I'd like to play on the Washington Mall.
Ooh.
I've made inquiries on a small scale to play in the Boston State House either Election Day or that week. And in the State House, it's all marble, and there's a beautiful room called the Nurses' Hall. And it's 2 stories high, and up above it is the House of Representatives and the Senate and the Governor's Office. So you have that beautiful hard marble, and I just know the bowls would sound wonderful in there, as well as anchoring an even more light and energy for the lawmakers of that state, Massachusetts. So, yes, I'd like to make a difference in different ways for the nation and for the people, to reach as many people as possible, because there's a magic that happens when people hear my music. It happens on an internal level, and for each person it's different. But there are the things that make us human, which are the worries and cares, those beliefs that we're not enough, or whether it's in lack of love in one way or another, low self-worth, all of that drops off and you get a better focus, and you get the big picture, like taking a big sigh of relief. And people can face life with new glasses, with new eyes afterwards. So part of my dream is to get out there as large as possible for as many people as possible.
You got to get your DVD done.
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of getting out there.
And that's right there. I have friends with cameras saying, just set the date, Olivia. Like, oh, I'm back down. We will.
That's it. And it being part of a documentary,
yes,
will help also.
Mm-hmm. The documentary is very good. It is, has 20 different sound healers, from Steve Halpern to me to a number of people I know, because I say it is a small world, whether they're doing working with the whales and dolphins or in five-star resorts and spas or sounding into people's bodies or doing concerts like myself. It's a good overview, and I have that on my website as well, the documentary. So that exposes people at least to different ways that people are using crystal bowls and sounds, and yet there's so much more going on out there.
Do you find certain notes are better for certain illnesses or aches or pains?
Yes and no. I'm going to say that it's the octave, or, here we go, the bigger the crystal bowl, the lower the octave, the more it's going to work on the whole physical body. A crystal bowl from 12 inches in size up is going to work with the whole physical body and go wherever healing is needed first, and then go to the specific organ or issue where the energy is locked up. So if you're dealing with smaller bowls, I'm going to say like a 10-inch bowl, and it can be a 12, those bowls are going to go to specific areas. Each bowl, if you've got the notes, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, each note has a correlation with a particular chakra. So prostate issues, elimination, survival issues, that would be a 10-inch C bowl or larger. But like I said, the larger bowls are going to work everything. A D bowl or D sharp would work with emotional issues, as well as physically being creative, as well as all of the organs that are in there. Your colon, your digestive, all those things. The E-bowl, a lot of men really like that. Why? Because it's personal power, where you gave your power away. It's going to help kidney, liver, spleen, pancreas, all the regulatory organs of the body. And then the F-bowl will work with the heart chakra and lungs, as well as moving more deeply into love and self-love. The G-bowl will work with your throat and jaw, as well as all the spiritual things, opening you up to intuition, inspired speaking, writing, things like that. The A-bowl works with memory retention, so your brain and your eyesight, as well as working with your clairvoyance. And the B-bowl is about the crown. What I have found, though, is that people are different. I generally don't diagnose because I can't because I'm not a doctor, although I am a spiritualist minister. I'll use a pendulum. So, for example, I had a woman in her 70s with Parkinson's disease, and she wanted to know which bowl was most appropriate for her. And you would think it would be one of the C, D, or E, one of the lower bowls. But she doused a A bowl for the third eye. Now, she couldn't play it. Her husband was going to have to play it for her. But that was the most important note that she needed. For each person, it's different. And there's a really easy way for dowsing. They call it body dowsing. But you can ask yourself a question. And if, is this good for me? And if you lean when you're standing up, and if you lean slightly forward toward it, then that's yes. And if you lean slightly away, then that's your no.
So you're using your body as the dowser.
Right.
I never realized you could do that.
Yeah. Pretty simple. Because I have people say, this pendulum just doesn't work for me. Or, I'm not sure about my answers from spirit. Or, you know, they're, and it's so easy to talk back or question.
That's true.
To doubt. But you know when you're leaning forward and you know when you're leaning backwards. Or you know when a particular sound lights you up. And so I tell people, go to my website, olivia.com. There's a page on chakras, and on each, describing each chakra, you can click on the link, and listen to me play the bowl for that chakra. And then see what sound speaks to you.
I think that is so important what you've just done.
Thank you.
Sounds.
Because each person is different. At my workshops, I'll play a bowl. I won't tell anyone what the note is. And I'll ask them that if they could feel sound in their body, where do they feel it? And inevitably, if I'm playing a bowl 12 inches or larger, each person feels that sound in a different area of their body. And I'll laugh and say, everyone needs 7 bowls for the 7 chakras, and you should buy them all from me because I ship all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And yet this is an example of how, as long as you have a lower tone, played with intention, it's going to go wherever it's needed first. Yeah.
So if somebody was going to go out and buy a bowl tonight, knowing nothing at all about bowls, they should buy the lower tone first.
Right.
That's your general overall.
Mm-hmm. Get a 12-inch or larger bowl. They may not be as easy to carry. They could weigh 20 pounds, or my big one weighs 35, the 18-inch bowl, but I can carry it, and I'm 5'5", and not a large woman, and I've carried that bowl everywhere, and I have a dolly for long distances.
Ugh.
And they're sturdy. They're very sturdy. The only bowls that have broken for me have been the thin, clear bowls. And each one teaches a lesson when they do break. And sometimes it's just about energy realignment for the planet. I mean, it can be pretty woo-woo. Mm.
Do we have a caller?
Yes, this is Kay. Hi.
Hi. I barely hear you. Would you mind speaking up a little bit?
Sure. Can you hear me better now?
Much better. Who is this now?
My name is Kay.
K-A-Y?
Yes.
Hi, Kay. Welcome to the show. Do you have a comment or a question for one of us?
I have a question. I'm a massage therapist, and I was just curious if any of your CDs are appropriate for while you're giving a massage.
Oh, they are. In fact, Journey to Wholeness is probably the CD that's used by the most massage therapists, although energy workers who are dealing more with Reiki,
uh-huh,
and different energy practices will use Crystal Portal.
Okay, Crystal Portal.
Either one. Journey, they'll both align all your chakras. Crystal Portal's a little more spacey.
Okay.
I don't play that and try and do anything because I'll go out with that. But they're both good, and I would just go with either one.
All right. Thank you. And then, if you two have anything that you're picking up on me that you'd like to share with me, I'd appreciate that.
Anything, Olivia?
Ooh. I'm going to tell you that things are coming to an end, and they say don't look back, that it's been a really hard road, and that you're starting off on a new path. So sometimes we carry some of that residue, but it's like you're starting a new leaf, and it's with all new energy.
All right.
And so it's like there's been a big burden that's lifted, and so you don't need to go pick it up and check it or look back or you incorporate what you've learned, but you can move forward without any of that residue.
That goes along with what I picked up. I picked up knee and ankle problems, joint problems.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we carry old crap in our joints and we don't even know it. And when we have fear in our life, our joints lock up. And
yeah,
we end up with things like arthritis and so forth. So be very careful about that, sweetie.
Yeah, so they say put the past behind you.
All right.
Put the past behind you and know that you're working in a new paradigm now and you aren't going to have any of that anymore.
All right.
It's a little bit like respecting yourself so you don't have to put up with it anymore.
Yeah.
Could you repeat that, please?
It's like respecting yourself so you don't have to put up with that anymore.
All right. That makes sense. All of it makes sense, which is good.
Good. This is a bright one tonight.
It's like shake the sand from your shoes and move on.
All right. I will.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
I will. And I'm gonna definitely check out those CDs.
Oh, they're fabulous.
All right. Thank you, ladies. I'm enjoying your conversation. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Glad you're with us.
Okay. Take care.
Good night. Okay. We're about to run out of time in about 2 minutes. What else would you like to share? Give us your phone numbers and your website again.
My website is elivia.com, just like Olivia, but with an E. And my toll-free number is 888-712-3833. You can sign up for my online, for my newsletter that I send out once a month. And then you'll know when I'm coming to your neck of the woods, and I'm always glad to answer questions. I ship bowls all over the world, and if you ask me to come, I seriously consider it. It's like I haven't been down to Florida yet, and there's a whole group down in South Florida that's saying, when are you coming? It's really on the way to Florida.
Let me ask you about the crafting of the bowls. Who are the best crafters of these bowls?
These bowls are manufactured all over the world for a different purpose. So the frosted and the clear bowls are all alike. They're manufactured in the United States as well as China. Most all of them that are being sold are ones coming from China. Now the colored bowls, or I call them the specialty bowls, are being crafted by a group known as Crystal Tones. And they do have a website. They're wholesalers, and that's why my prices for their same bowls are so much less. They don't want to undercut the people who sell their bowls. And those are being handmade for them with rose quartz, with moldavite, with amethyst, with gold coatings and platinum and titanium and copper coatings. And like I said before, Crystal loves to work in co-creation, and they really are leaders in their field when it comes to those specialty bowls. For the handheld bowls, there's a couple from New Mexico that produce just the best handheld bowl going. I have that on my website as well, and it's called the Diva's Gift. And it's a large eight-inch wide handheld bowl with a hollow handle that you can easily put different vibrational healing and prayers and things into the handle and have that crystal sound work in co-creation with what you're putting in there.
Now, are these crystal bowls a solid piece of crystal that has been hollowed out, or are they melted crystal that have been formed?
It is melted man-made crystal. So it is silica poured in a mold, and they're used to grow synthetic diamonds, rubies, emeralds, and crystals for the semiconductor industry. So it's a huge crucible or a pot that goes in the fire. It is the agar and the petri, although they'll put different chemicals in there to grow the crystals as well. It is the purest, finest man-made crystal on the planet. It has to be for what it's used for. And we joked it was probably someone on the night shift who went, hey, these bowls sound pretty good. I wonder if we can make them play.
With that note and a laughter to share with the world, thank you very much for being with us. Olivia, this has just been a delightful conversation. Olivia Melody, her latest CD is Terra Firma, but you can, of course, go on her website and sample some of her other pieces. But please, I encourage you to get her work. They're just the five tracks that are on this piece I really enjoyed. And like I said, one was extremely hypnotic for me, but that's a personal thing. It may not work for you. But please, please, please listen to her work. It's wonderful. And get her to your community. You won't be sorry. We're going to try to get her here to Austin.
Thank you so much, Elaine.
Thank you for being with us. You'll have to come back again later in the year and catch us up on everything that you're doing.
I will.
Thank you, world, for listening. And don't forget to share a smile with somebody this week. Thank you. We'll see you next week. Take care. Good night.
Good night.